So we're 2 days away from a deadline that the Trump administration has imposed to potentially put on 50% tariffs on a wide range of Canadian imports. And negotiators from both countries have been talking frequently about a deal because, well, I don't know that anybody really wants these 50% tariffs to fall into place. Absolutely, but there are some major sticking points that remain. Let's talk about it, especially for the auto industry, by the way. Glenn Stevens is the executive director for Mish Auto and joins us once again this morning. Glenn, good morning. It's good to have you back. You're talking about a number of sectors that would be impacted here, the agricultural industry, the alcohol industry, and of course, the automotive industry. What are we watching most closely for the auto sector at this point with these tariffs?
Well, good morning, guys. Here we are, another episode as the trade world turns here.
I think that's on Tubi, right? Right.
It has been an interesting year and a half, and here we are again. We're 48 hours away from the latest sector tariffs that are going to be put in place on $20 billion of Canadian goods, unless that's averted. And I've talked to the Canadian government. I've talked to a couple OEMs over the weekend, and we're really not sure where we're going to be at. But we're trying to avoid this. Canada wants the tariffs off, and we want more U.S. manufacturing. And this is actually separate from USMCA, but certainly related.
Glenn, you know, if these tariffs take effect, where would Michigan feel the impact first? Will it be the assembly plants, the parts suppliers, dealerships?
Well, it is very much heavily related to the auto industry, but, you know, we do have a lot of agricultural trade, and lumber rolls into this, and steel and aluminum rolls into this, and copper. So there are quite a few sectors that are involved, but you know, what we're watching to see is what happens with ultimately the North American supply chain.
Uh-huh.
Do they consolidate to North America more? Do they unravel? Because we have separate bilateral agreements going on with Mexico and Canada right now. And Michigan's largest trading partners are Mexico and Canada. So this really does impact us very significantly.
Recently, Mark Carney came out and said that the negotiations with the U.S. are nasty, and that the Canada is in the middle of a tariff war with the United States, but Canada is still engaged at this point. Mark Carney has, for, you know, by and large, really kind of dug his heels in on these issues. They've turned to the Chinese for an import of a lot of these Chinese-made EVs. That's something that the United States is pushing back on, and we obviously don't want them coming across our border. But it feels like we're negotiating with a different Canada now at this point, too, based on everything that's happened.
I think we are. You know, Canada's in a bit of a survival mode, and you can't blame them because our president, he's been very clear on what he wants to do. And we know that tariffs and the art of the deal are deep in his DNA. And then you add on Ambassador Greer with his philosophy that we have to reverse globalization as much as possible and increase manufacturing here. So those are kind of slamming up against each other, but what we've been consistent in saying is that we're stronger together, and we really hope we get this all hammered out. It's complex, really complex, and the China vehicle issue is another layer.
What are Michigan auto execs saying to you right now, Glenn? Are they optimistic about a deal, or are they preparing for another round of disruption?
You know, I tried to gauge that, and basically I would say that it's very much a wait and see. These companies have had to do a lot of supply chain manipulation and rework and rewiring of it, so to speak, because they need to. They have to compete. They got to get vehicles made. They got to drive profits. They need to pay people. So our industry is very resilient, but it needs stability and consistency. And all of this since January of last 2025, a year, has been very difficult to navigate.
Last week, Jim Farley, the CEO and president of Ford, confirmed that Ford is going to move Lincoln production from China to the United States by 2030. And that is a feather in the cap to Donald Trump. And one of the things that Jim Farley told Reuters was that they had made this decision as soon as the policy of the administration was set. We knew exactly what they wanted to do, and we know exactly what it meant for Ford. So you've got some of this manufacturing coming back to the United States as a result of these tariffs. So it feels like it only emboldens then the administration to continue on this path, even as they're, as you mentioned, the USMCA needs to be dealt with here in short order.
Yeah, there's no question there's been movement. GM has made some moves. Stellantis has. Toyota moved the Tacoma from Mexico to Texas, or is planning on it, and then the Nautilus. So, yeah, there's no question that there has been some movement, and that has been the intent. The key is, can we support it with our workforce, our stability through capital investments? And it appears that the companies are making very strategic decisions, but again, they need stability to be able to make these long term. And yes, we want more manufacturing in the U.S. and in Michigan. There's no question about it, but not at the expense of just, you know, really taking apart a trade block, which is very strong. But we're going to find out, because we got a long way to go, particularly with USMCA still.
Yeah, certainly. Glenn Stevens with Machado. We always appreciate your insight. Thank you for getting up early with us, and we'll talk again very soon.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
all right, Glenn.
You got it. Something to continue watch here. Absolutely. Over the next 48 hours. Meanwhile, we'll take a break. Coming up on the other side, get you caught in the headlines. Mike Duggan also joined us in the 7 o'clock hour. He's got a new gig.
Yeah, we're going to dig into Duggan.
We'll talk about it. It's coming up.